Mark of New York, 1027 WNEW, Elvis Costello, and Pump It Up, Counting Crows before that, and Stevie Ray Vaughan with Cold Shot. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey, man.
On this fine Friday afternoon.
Oh, a little snowy out there.
A lovely day to be driving around town, everyone.
Watch yourself on the drive home, people. Please take a little extra time. Make a little extra time, and please don't drive unless you have to.
And if you're walking around the streets of Manhattan, be careful. You don't want to slip.
Yeah, yeah. The sidewalks are slidewalks today.
Can you tell Anthony and I were stuck in a car for 2 hours and we're listening to all the news stations?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk with Laura, who we met on the street today, who enjoys this kind of weather.
Yeah.
She
enjoys it because she probably walks to work.
Yeah.
That's why she enjoys it and wants to see it snow a half a foot.
I enjoy the tractor trailer flipping over by the fairgrounds on the expressway, closing all lanes.
People on the LIE, we were with you today. Oh, yeah. Man.
Isn't that great when that happens?
But we got to tell all the news stations and the TV news. There you go. New York One, doing a weather update.
Of course.
We're not retards. Snows every year, and I think by now we have kind of figured it out.
You know how to handle it.
Yeah.
Except driving in it. People don't know how to drive.
Well,
there's just people spinning. I see them on the side of the road. Did you see on Northern State Parkway? Three, four cars.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Wang at the end of the line.
You had to bring that up. Now, I don't think Wang caused the accident.
No, but he was the last one.
We argued that point for 20 minutes today.
He was the last one in.
Wang was the last one in on that pileup.
Car stride! Stride in! Could not stop!
Anthony is racist.
Hey, stop.
You're racist. We come to the accident site where we're in rubbernecking for, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
And you see Wang on the side of the road, and you go, see, figures. They can't drive.
What are you talking about?
I never said that. And then I go, wait, man, maybe Wang was the last one in on the accident.
How do you know he was last in?
I just have a feeling he was last in, because there were other cars ahead of him that were off to the side of the road.
Maybe that was one of his cars.
Unless he started driving backwards. So,
just because it was the white van with all the Chinese writing on it, you assume that it was his van?
And a Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah, another
one. At last count, 22 accidents. Oh, my Lord.
People don't know how to drive in this.
But news people, shut up. Big F you to the news people.
Yeah.
We're not retards.
Weather geeks, news people.
I mean, they actually had a reporter at the sanitation department. Where they keep their salt.
By the big pile of salt.
And the guy was reporting that he's standing next to the pile of salt.
The sanitation department, I'm here by the big salt pile. Plenty of salt being spread on the roads.
Really? I thought the city was going to blow off the salt this year and try using cotton balls.
It's the same thing every year. Every year. So big F you to them.
There you go. And it is F you Friday. And I'm kind of disappointed, you guys. We haven't done an FU Friday in 3 weeks, and we got a pile of them, but none that are really that good.
No?
No, not at all. So, if you want to get your FU on the air, please fax us, 212-957-WNEW, and everyone's calling about the Black Crowes. Here's the deal on that. Later this hour, when you hear Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who, we'll be the 10th caller to win a pair of tickets to see the Black Crowes Tuesday. 1027-WNEW, The Rock of New York. It's Opie and Anthony on the way. The latest from Collective Soul. Got some Who, too. And it is FU Friday. Keep the faxes coming in. 212-957-WNEW. Bob writes, hey, guys, I would like to send a big FU to Mayor Giuliani, who said that as a New York City cop, I shouldn't get a raise for doing nothing. We are some of the lowest paid in the state. I guess the lowest murder rate in 30 years and double-digit drops in crime mean nothing. Thanks.
Wow.
And he said he hated us at first until we mentioned the Comac Motor Inn, which is an old stomping ground for him.
CMI. Yeah, everybody out on the island knows that place.
Yeah. All right. The Jets parody song sucks.
Ugh.
A big F you to Opie for liking that ridiculous YMCA song parody. It's fudge-packing, bandwagon-jumping morons like the guy who took credit for that pile of trash who have no clue what it means to be a longtime Jets fan. Go, Jets, go. Anthony, please trash all copies of that song. We did get a third copy of the song today.
yeah, we did. He keeps sending the damn thing in.
You know, and I can't play the bit anymore.
I hate this song, too. I don't want anyone to think that I actually like this parody song.
Yeah, people are calling up going, Opie, you actually like that song?
No, it's called Sarcasm. Look into it. Right?
Yeah. It's awful.
Well, I got it here. Would you like to listen to it again?
Why would I want to hear that again?
Just because I know how much it annoys you.
It is. It's so gay. It is so gay.
Yeah, but see, Anthony, Z100 is playing the song around the clock, so it must be good. We're missing something, obviously.
Oh, God. It's insane.
They actually play the same song and think it's great.
Yeah.
That's how pathetic they are over there.
Oh, well, if...
Well, let's try it one more time, Anthony.
Oh, you're thinking maybe we haven't heard it enough.
You know, sometimes you hear a new song on the radio and it takes a few listens and then it kind of grabs you.
Right.
Maybe the third listen, Anthony, it'll grab you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'm willing to give it another shot.
You have an open mind.
Oh, sure. Let's say. Let it rip.
Because certainly if Z100 likes this song, you and I must like this song as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Starts out good, right?
Oh, yeah. It's great. Oh.
The place where you get the strap on
and lube it up good.
Oh,
come on. How many of these CDs are laying around here?
This is the third copy we got. Here comes the hook, Anthony. Here it comes. Come
yeah.
on, man.
Yeah.
Gay.
Wait.
No, it's not growing on me.
Are you sure?
Positive.
You're sure?
This guy's wasting CDs and FedExes.
In our mailbox today was another copy of this song. The guy knows we've already trashed two copies of his song, but he sends it every single day. I guess he needs us on the big bandwagon here for his jet song, Anthony.
No, let Z100 play it.
Oh, God. What kind of lyrics are these? What? What? Who's too small? What?
Come on. It's good.
Homo. Da, 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 da.
All right.
No, oh, enough of the jet song.
Oh, wait, this is the hook again.
Give me it. Get it out of the machine. Get it out. Get it out there. I'm not even faking it this time. Not even making like I'm going to put it somewhere nice like I did the other 2 days. And then smash it. It's just get it. That's it.
Oh, Anthony, come on. We need to play that song next week.
Oh.
What are you doing? What are you doing to me here? Hi, N-E-W.
Yeah, I'm a Jet fan.
Yeah.
I'm a Jet fan. I bleed green and white. Let me tell you something about that song.
Yeah.
That song makes you want to root for the Jaguars. Do you understand how
it's
bad
the worst.
It is? I'm thinking about, I love basketball now. That song is so bad. You got to turn that off and put, oh man.
All right.
The Super Bowl Shuffle.
The Super Bowl Shuffle. All right, cool. We got to go.
All
not,
right.
Thank
not
you.
Quite the classic that Let's Go Mets Go was.
Well, okay. If the guy who wrote that song is listening, we need a fourth copy of that.
No, we don't.
Yes, because I'd like to see you turn red and get pissed off. Hi, N-E-W.
Hey, I got to send a big F you out to you two guys.
Why?
I'm a Giant fan.
Yeah?
But I was going to be rooting for the Jets for the playoffs.
Yeah.
But I just heard that song. I can't root for the Jets now. I got no team to root for.
Can you believe Z100 is playing that and they're all psyched and like it's a good song?
Ugh.
Oh, my God. What, did they put the strap on in between songs over there?
You think Keyshawn's going to sue over that lyric?
I hope so. If I was him, I would. All right.
Talk to you guys later.
Thank you.
Bye.
I love his little story when he sent us the first one.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, well, me and my friend were driving back from the game, and we were listening to the radio, and YMCA came on, and we just started singing J-E-T-S to YMCA. And I'm just thinking, what self-respecting guy is driving home from the football game with his buddy listening to YMCA? I've never been in a car with a friend of mine, and YMCA has ever come on.
You think they were, you know, making the Y and the M and the C?
Yeah, I think so.
Driving? Yeah.
Which one was driving, the police or the construction worker guy?
Hi, N-E-W.
Yeah, there's a reason that I don't have Z100 on my preset.
Why?
Because they play that damn song. There's a reason why I have N-E-W on my preset, because I like you guys.
All right.
Please don't play that song
no,
again.
No, that's it. You shan't hear that again.
All right, that was it. Thank you. All right. You know what, though?
What?
I think someone out there should come up with a better Jet song. I haven't heard a good one yet.
That's not hard. Here.
Jet.
That's better.
Okay.
That's the first attempt.
But we'll play Jet songs. So you got all weekend to come up with something and get it to our studio before we go on the air Monday.
Well, what if perish the thought, you know?
Don't say it. Don't say what you're thinking. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. That's the latest from Collective Soul, a little band from Stockbridge, Georgia. That's Heavy off the CD Dosage. It's Opie and Anthony on FU Friday.
Oh, I'm getting married.
Yeah. You see them going with this story?
Yeah, Popeye's getting married to Olive Oil.
Well, blow me down.
You know the paper wrote that? Hey, wait, I gotta show you. Because you use that line all the time. Hold on. It's in the Post on page 3. Look how they made that headline. Why, blow me. And then the next line says, down.
Maybe now I'll get some pusky. Don't have to worry about Brutus. I would get Slopsky seconds.
Popeye's getting married.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Ooh, she's a tight one. Because she's so slenska. Not much in the tits.
No, not at all. I never understood Popeye's attraction to Olive Oil myself.
Ooh.
You know?
She's got a nose like a butt plug.
Okay.
I can understand Olive Oil going for Popeye, though.
His mighty member looks like those forearms.
Yeah, I always wonder when he did the spinach thing if his member got really huge like his biceps.
Well, blow me down. Of course it did. Got the little tattoos of an anchor on my penis.
Well, there you have it.
Married,
yeah.
And they're making a big story. Like, they got people talking about where they should go on their honeymoon. Hey,
they're cartoons. Yeah, they interviewed these people on the street in the Post, and it says, Carl from London, 41 years old. I think it's a wonderful thing. They should have done it a long time ago, and maybe now we'll have little Popeyes running around.
Oh, yeah. Look at Lewis. Seeing how they've been together for a long time, they should get married. These people have more of an opinion about two cartoons than they probably would about Clinton.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to comment on that. Oh, Popeye's married?
Yeah.
In cartoony land?
Right. Sam from Brooklyn. I think they know each other very well. I think it's time to consummate their relationship.
Oh, that's what I've been saying for years. Pretty hornsky.
And then Louis Suhu.
I think I should get married. They'd be very happy.
They've been working at it for a long time now?
Yeah, whatever that means.
They're cartoons.
And then Janet, I don't see why they should change anything. But as long as they're marrying, they should go somewhere nice and have a good honeymoon.
What? If they didn't get married, where did the Sweet Pea come from?
Remember, let's go Sweet Pea.
Yeah. He's a love child, like Clinton's.
Love child.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got a ton of FU Fridays here, Anthony.
You do?
They get a little brutal, though.
All right, let's see.
Well, first of all, let's get it out of the way. F the NBA, because that's what everyone is sending through the fax line. So we'll get it out of the way.
Okay.
But a huge FU to Kenny Anderson. Did anyone else see Warner Wolf last night?
I missed that clip.
Oh, my God. He had footage of Kenny Anderson coming out of the hotel after the NBA strike was settled. And these, I think it was two little kids, are coming up going, Mr. Anderson, can I have your autograph? Desperate, tiny little kids.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, Kenny goes, man, get out of my way. I don't have time for this. I'm trying to find my car, man.
Oh.
And they kept going and going. Oh. And he practically pushed him away to go find his car. Way to win back the fans there, Kenny. Bravo. All right?
Jeez.
Now,
pompous guys, man.
Well, all right, we got to read these.
What?
There's a guy out there that's very angry if you're a faithful listener of our show. It's Angry Andrew, the Met fan.
Angry Andrew, yeah.
Every time we read one of his FUs, the bosses get a ton of complaint calls, and people are convinced that we actually say this.
Oh,
we're just
reading
the facts. It's not our thoughts.
He faxed in.
He was the one who faxed in F. Joe DiMaggio, which is just like sacrilege in this town, obviously. And he also had some problems with the Virgin Mary and our Lord Savior around Christmas time. We can't even mention those because the phones are still ringing about that.
Horrible.
Because you can't defend against that.
This guy's got problems.
So Angry Andrew, the Met fan, he loves to give us FUs every Friday. Would you like to hear his latest, Anthony?
Not sure, but go ahead.
Okay. Hey, guys. F Yogi Berra. The fact that he would possibly never go back to that S-hole in the Bronx was one of the few bright hopes in my life. Now I have to pray for the big-eared munchkin lookalike to die along with Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, man.
That's Angry Andrew, the Met fan, saying that, not us.
Wow.
He sent another one. You read this one.
Why?
Because I'm not brave enough. I'll admit it.
Let me see.
Just preface it by saying it's Angry Andrew, the Met fan.
Oh, no. Come on now.
This is his FU.
Andrew, what's your problem? He says, F the chick who got thrown in front of the end line? Yeah. Why? At 23rd. I can't read this. I can't say this. You want me to say this?
Yeah, it's not coming from your mind. You're just reading his FU.
Angry Andrew.
Yeah.
If that dumb blonde whore wasn't standing against the wall, I wouldn't be delayed for almost an hour and a half. I also would have saved the $1.50 I had to spend on the bus. Andrew, that's a person's life. What's your problem?
That's Angry Andrew, the Met fan.
Sorry you were delayed an hour and a half. I think, her and her family have bigger problems than you. What's this guy's problem?
There you have it. There you have it. So keep the FUs coming in.
Angry Andrew, my God.
212-957-WNEW. He's got a doozy every Friday.
Certainly does.
From Matt and Bob, a big FU to John Thompson. When the going gets tough, I quit. That's right, that news broke. John Thompson, coach of Georgetown. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. Deep Purple, Space Truckin'. It's Opie and Anthony, FU Friday in progress. Getting lots of reports that people are pretty much stuck. Just stuck in traffic.
Well, the morons come out on the road every time the snow falls, Opie.
Well, you didn't listen to me today.
What?
I said we should take the train today. Today was a perfect train day. Anthony doesn't like getting on the train. I understand. It's a hassle.
It's somewhat of a pain, yes. I don't like walking out in the rain either, in snow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd have to walk out and stand out there for a cab or something, or walk over to the subway.
Oh, we'd have to be like real people.
No, real people that commute in like that. There are plenty of real people that drive in, too.
Yeah, that's true.
And
do exactly what we do.
I was taking all the evasive maneuvers today.
You were good.
I was listening to 1010 Winds, Traffic. I was listening to that.
But once they had their traffic right.
Opie?
What?
You know they got mad at you when you said that at the company party.
I know.
He goes up to the 1010 Winds people and goes, yeah, the traffic's never right. It's right all the time.
That's their bread and butter, too.
Oh.
That's like complaining about the rock music at NEW.
Scott Herman, the boss is going to come down here and kick your ass.
But they saved us probably 2.5 hours today because we were ready to head into that mess on the LIA with the overturned tractor trailer.
Yeah.
That was blocking every single lane for 2.5 hours.
By the fairgrounds westbound.
Yeah.
And then all the rubbernecking eastbound. But, we hopped on the Grand Central.
Vroom, right past.
And then the BQE.
BQE.
And then Queens Boulevard.
Queens Boulevard.
We were all over the ball field.
Oh, yeah.
I had confidence in you, but I just thought it was a good train day today.
Navigating.
Because there's always one a-hole that wrecks it for everyone else.
Yes, they do.
I think there should be public floggings.
You see them on the side of the road, you can stone them.
Yes. Yeah. Mayor Giuliani, if he really wants to clean up this city, he should have it fair game. If you're the person that, you know, causes the accident and messes up everyone's commute home, we are legally allowed to get out of our cars and pummel you. People would drive a lot.
Yeah, you'd be a lot more careful.
Yeah,
I think. And I think the people driving slow in the left lane do just as much damage.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you why. You know, you see somebody coming up on your rear and you don't move over. Now they have to move over and swerve around you.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? You hit that the strip where the lines are, where the snow isn't melted. Whoosh!
Yeah.
Spin around.
What about the Pied Piper maneuver?
What's that?
We were behind one of those today on the back roads. One person has to go, I think, 7 miles an hour because they can't handle the winter weather.
Uh-huh.
They're too scared to look out their rearview mirror to see 100 cars behind them with clear open road ahead of them. But because they're scared of the winter weather and they're going 7 miles an hour, everyone else has to go 7 miles an hour.
Believe me, I don't want to do 50 down the side roads, but I don't want to do 3 either.
But you know you can handle maybe 12 miles an hour.
Oof, now we're crazy.
We're tooling. I just love that maneuver.
Yeah.
It goes right back to that thought, you know, that person thinks they're the only person, you know, in the entire world.
Yeah, only person on the face of the earth.
Right.
You look at them, they're still looking straight ahead. You pull up next to them to give them a dirty look.
And they look at you like you have two heads, like, wow, what's wrong?
That's if they even look.
Yeah.
Usually they're just oblivious to everything. They're looking straight ahead. Peeping your horn, you're pissed off, you want to flip the bird. They don't even look at you.
It's a parade of cars because of this one person. 100 cars behind them.
Get out of the way. If it's you right now, get out of the way.
Exactly. Get out of the way.
Everyone look behind you right now. Is there somebody real close that wants to pass you? Get out of their way.
And you're looking ahead and there's, you know, open road. You're the problem. Right. You're the problem.
Right.
FU Friday. Send a fax. 212-957-WNEW. FU to my boss for leaving work early and leaving everyone to trek home in the snow late. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's brutal.
Nice to be the boss.
And Dan C. writes, I want to send a big FU to the Long Island Railroad.
Why is that?
They always have an excuse about being late. I know it will take 3 hours to get home tonight. They need to change their slogan from going your way to sorry for the inconvenience, because that's all they ever say. Good luck getting home tonight, Dan.
Tim has a problem with Christy Whitman. FU for trying to end the college lifestyle we all know and love. Alcohol is necessary for a proper education.
Bravo!
Her task force to eliminate college parties and fraternities. Ruining everything. Whatever happened to Animal House and good, clean fun.
Right.
Yeah, I agree, Tim.
Okay.
It is part of college. I don't know. I never went. But.
Phones are going nuts. We'll go to them next. All right. We got that band Indigenous. I knew I was going to have a problem with that. Indigenous. Way to get your name out there, guys. Little bonus for sticking through the commercials. Later this hour, when you hear Dance the Night Away by Van Halen, be the 10th caller to win a pair of tickets to see the Black Crowes Tuesday night at the Bowery Ballroom, plus a copy of their new CD by your side. When you hear Van Halen, Dance the Night Away. This is the only time I'm going to say it. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony, and there's our pal. Yeah, that is a huge song for our show. We get hundreds of requests a week for that. That's our buddy Red Peters, and How's Your Whole Family? Yeah. All right? It's FU Friday.
Well, yeah. I thought you were going to move on to something.
Yeah, we're trying here. If you want to send in a fax, 212-957-WNEW. Got a problem with Brian here from Hillsdale. I'm sending a big FU to all the ass-face four-wheel drive morons who think they can drive like butt monkeys because they're in a truck. I hope I see you wrapped around a telephone pole so I can pull over and piss on your truck. You guys rule the world, and if anyone in this country should be getting Hummers in an office, it's you. Thanks, guys, Brian. Let me tell you something, Brian. There's a bunch of us that have the sports utility trucks with the lovely four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
We can only take advantage of the four-wheel drive, 10 times a year?
Yeah.
Let us have some fun.
You could blow past us when the road is dry.
Let us have some
fun.
And
it's nice in the summer. We see you going, blow right past us.
Yeah.
In the winter, get out of our way.
Because it's our road. In the winter, it's right. Our road. In the summer, it's your road.
The snow's falling.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of the way.
Exactly. Know how painful it is to have a sports utility truck and you're behind that lady going 7 miles an hour on the side road? And you're the next car and you can't get past her because there's traffic coming the other way?
She's stepping on the gas and the rear end of her car is sliding to the right.
And there you are, ready to go?
Yeah.
Ready to go. Want to see what this four-wheel drive could do?
Yeah.
And you can't use it? It's painful. So give us a break.
We know it doesn't help with the braking on ice. I've heard that before. Yeah. You can't, you know, you still slide on the ice. We know. But when there's snow on the road and we're driving, we can go fast.
We could go faster.
Faster.
We still try to be careful, but we could go a little faster.
We try to be careful.
So how many people forgot where their ice scraper was today?
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah. I used the cassette case.
Yeah, what cassette?
I don't know. It was like at the bottom of my glove compartment.
Like an old Yes cassette or something?
With Winger.
Winger.
It's poison.
Every spring, I throw away my ice scraper and my little brush. Because I'm convinced it's never going to snow again when the spring hits.
Summer's coming. It's so far away. Why am I ever going to need a snow shovel again?
Anthony, what is the noise of the day? Thought you'd never hear that sound again, yeah. Huh?
How about this one, too?
God, yeah, God.
I hate that.
Yes.
All right. Jump your car.
Black girl's on the line?
Black girl's on the line.
What's wrong with black girl?
Lost.
They got lost going to the Bowery Ballroom?
Yep.
In that mighty vehicle, the NEW van?
Black girl!
You!
Where are you?
We're on Allen Street in East Stanton. Lower East Side.
Did you get lost?
No, we're on our way back from the Bowery Ballroom.
Uh-huh.
We were told to go to the Mercury Lounge to pick up something, and then we were told to come back.
Oh, I see.
How's the traffic out there, Earl?
Absolutely awful.
Really? Oh, wow, what a surprise. I thought you were going to say it was clear sailing today.
No, it is absolutely terrible. People cannot drive.
Earl's our correspondent on the streets for the NEW Storm Center.
Yeah, he's in the NEW Stormmobile.
You're in the Stormmobile. We have Earl. Black Earl is in the Stormmobile as we speak. It's WNEW Weather Storm Central. Bringing you all the up-to-date weather events during Storm 99. Our correspondent Black Earl rolling in the WNEW crapmobile.
Give us the traffic update. We just played the good sounder there.
Well, it is absolutely backed up all the way to the Williamsburg Bridge.
Uh-huh.
We're just trying to get back on Broadway and just... It gets to the station. It's just a nightmare out here. People cannot drive.
Well, Earl, you just be careful out there. Drive slow, leave plenty of time, and if you don't have to drive, don't.
Yeah, black girl stating the obvious for everyone else. All right, Earl.
Godspeed, black Earl. Godspeed to you.
We'll see you in a bit, guys.
Yeah, it'll take you 3 hours to get back to the station. Who are you kidding?
You're probably right, yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, it's Opie and Anthony in the NEW Storm Center, I guess. All right, you're hanging with Opie and Anthony on FU Friday. Rumor has it that Yoshi the Pork Man may be checking in.
Really?
Because we got team coverage all over Manhattan.
Well, it's the NEW Storm Center.
Yeah, we've turned it into the Storm Center. Everyone else is doing it, so we better do the same here in NEW.
Yeah.
So stick around. The Rock of New York, 102.7 WNEW. That was the song you had to be listening for this hour to win the Black Crowes tickets and their latest CD, By Your Side. And Rick will hear my voice in about 10 seconds because we're on delay, and he'll run in with the winner because we did get a winner on that.
All right.
Okay, in the meantime, let's go to the phones. It is FU Friday. Hi, NEW.
Yeah, hi. I look for Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to. Can I give an F you to this lady in front of me in a Jeep Cherokee who's doing 2 miles an hour? She's got a four-wheel drive and she's not even using it. I don't get it with these people. I drive a little duty vehicle and she's. Can I do that?
You just did it, man.
Oh, cool. Thanks a lot, guys. Keep up the good work.
Hang in there.
Bye.
Bye. He said it all there.
Yeah.
He said it all there.
Get out of the way.
Rick, who's the winner on the Black Crowes thing?
All right, our winner is Richie Ryan from Staten Island.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good luck.
All right, more faxes coming in. Big F you to the Bergen County Fire Academy for not canceling graduation tonight. A graduate. Duh.
Ooh.
A big F you to my girlfriend for refusing to participate in Hummer Tuesday based on principle. I needs it. Tim from Montclair, New Jersey. P.S. The Jet song blows.
I think we all know that.
By the way, we got our first Tuesday Night Hummer Club song that we're going to be debuting this coming Tuesday. Remember, we encouraged the listeners to send in songs about the Hummer Club.
Yes, we got one?
Yeah, we got the Hummer Queen sent in a little ditty. We'll play it Tuesday.
The Hummer Queen?
It won't really make sense today on a Friday.
No.
But okay. I say that, so if you're... thinking about writing a song for the Tuesday Night Hummer Club, go for it.
Feel free.
And we'll either play it and praise it, or we'll play it and smash it.
Yeah.
All right? What else is going on?
Well, you see in the paper, Rod Stewart?
Yeah.
Him and his wife called it quits.
Yeah, what is...
Rachel Hunter.
What is wrong with Rod Stewart?
He's like Nosferatu. He's like Dracula. He latches on to these young girls,
uh-huh.
Sucks them of their life.
Yeah.
Maybe a kid or two. And then ditches them.
Gets them all out of shape and moves on to the next hot strawberry blonde model.
Yeah, Britt Eklund,
mm-hmm.
And Kelly Emberg.
Yep.
And what made anybody think he was going to stop here at Rachel?
Right.
When she turned... She's bouncing off of 30 there.
She's almost 30, or she's just over 30? How old is she? 31,
29.
29.
See? She looks a lot older than 29.
Oh, she definitely does. I thought she was older.
Remember right after she had a kid, she was on TV for something?
Mm-hmm.
And she just, I mean, obviously she had just had a child and everything. She was really, really huge. And she never really recovered from that, I don't think.
So you think Rod Stewart's like a vampire?
Yeah. Yeah, he sucks their blood.
Blah! If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, sugar, let me know. Blah! Boo! Every picture tells a story, don't it? Let me suck your blood. Hey!
Oh, poor Rachel.
Wake up, Maggie. I think I've got something to say to you. Blah! I need more youth. Blah!
He is. He's a vampire. He sucked the life out of her. There he is. Nosferatu.
Don't worry, we're not playing this song.
Boo!
Remember when we had to play this during the air pollution of the Rock in New York?
This raised a stink.
They actually made us play this song and act like we liked it.
Meanwhile... Rachel Hunt is shriveling up like she's laid down next to a bean pod in Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And Rod just casts her aside, just like the rest of them.
Yep.
Who's next? He's going to start going at one of the Olsen twins. Right?
Nah, he's a few years away from that still.
But I don't know. I wouldn't put it past him.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I can get two for the price of one. But double the pleasure.
All right, I think we're going to be hearing from Yoshi the Pork Man.
Yes,
next.
Reporting live for our WNEW Storm Center.
Yeah, we've turned this place into the Storm Center because everyone else is doing it.
Yeah.
And we got to, you know, tell you guys useless information. We even got a groovy little, like, Storm Center sweeper, Anthony.
Yeah, let's hear. Oh, it doesn't work as good as the real news places.
Wait a minute. Okay, let's try that again. We're pathetic. We can't even do a storm center, right?
Storm center.
Live storm center coverage. NEW with your correspondents Opie and Anthony. In the field, Black Earl and Yoshi the Pork Man.
See?
Storm center.
We're like everyone else. We got our storm center happening.
We don't tell you anything, but we have a cool little stinger.
All right, we could tell people something. Let's try it again.
All right, this just in, Opie. Snow continuing to come down in the New York area. I guess later on it's going to be changing over to freezing rain, so please be careful on your commute home.
Now let's go to the traffic department in Storm Center here.
All right, who's in traffic today?
You.
I am?
Yeah, we don't have a budget on this show. So
all right, let's see. Hey, it's pretty bad.
Okay, good. 1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York. That's the latest from Sugar Ray. That's every morning. Robert Plant before that from Now and Zen. And little Stephen Lynch in there as well, our buddy, our pal.
Yeah.
And the Special Olympics song. And is Stephen Lynch coming in soon?
He's coming back soon.
All right, we're going to have a second visit from our new pal, Stephen Lynch, in the coming weeks. Maybe next week? Maybe next Friday?
Maybe.
We're trying to set that up. He's got a couple other ditties that we found out about that we want him to play in our show.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that, okay?
All right.
All right. Well, the big news, obviously, is the storm. Blah, 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 blah,
still
blah,
snowing,
blah, blah.
Let's look.
All the news stations and the TV stations, they all think we're a bunch of retards. They got to state the obvious. They're telling everyone to drive carefully if they're out on the roadways right now, Anthony.
Oh, boy. That's a good one.
You know,
thanks.
I thought today was the perfect day to try to hit 100 on the Jersey Turnpike on the way home, you know?
You need to hit 30.
Right.
If you're lucky.
And they actually said, if you're going to be walking around Manhattan today, this was earlier, be careful. It's very slippery out.
The sidewalk's very slippery. Like, you don't know if you see a thing of snow or slush, it might be slippery.
I'm waiting. I haven't seen this one yet where they actually interview the salt driver.
Yeah, the truck. I love that one.
Yeah.
We're here with the Artie, the sanitation guy.
Yeah, we've been out all day. Yeah. Got a lot of coverage on the streets. It's looking pretty good. We're keeping ahead of it. And you know, later on they're saying it should warm up and turn to rain. So, you know, we're just hoping for the best.
Hoping for the best, as we all are here. Oh, shut up.
And then, of course, they got to throw in that one person that is absolutely enjoying the winter wonderland.
Having a hard time with your commute? We found Lisa on the road today. And they have that cheesy audio.
I think it's great. It's really fantastic. That's cool. We haven't had much snow this year. And
I'm kind of enjoying it.
Enjoying it. Those news guys, man. Come on.
I just love the lazy drivers. I think I'm one of them that, you know, that doesn't bother to wipe off all the windows.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the rolling igloo.
The rolling igloo, right.
Like, wipe off the top of your car, too.
Yeah.
I don't have that little 2-inch by 2-inch cube cut out of your windshield so you could see.
Yeah.
It's like a porthole on a tank. You're just kind of looking at a little flap.
What the hell you got in there?
Some kind of radar imaging?
I love when you're driving down the road behind some truck or a station wagon that has the foot of snow on the top of the car.
Yeah.
And you just know a chunk of this crap is going to fall off the hood, and where is it going to land?
Right on you.
Right on your windshield.
Well, that's fun when the big flake of ice comes off the top of the semi-trucks.
Yeah.
You're just driving a thing spinning at you. All of a sudden, your commute turns into a video game. Oh, he got me.
I'm the person that lets the defrost maybe an inch of the windshield, and I'll just duck way down and try to drive home that way.
Turn the wiper on. It just smears this icy mess. It looks like you're driving home looking through a kaleidoscope. It adds to the fun. Adds to the fun.
Oh, fun, fun, fun. Speaking of fun, we got Yoshi on the phone, Anthony.
Well, this isn't just the Opie and Anthony show today.
No. We've turned this place into
NEW Storm Center.
NEW Storm Center. Team coverage with Opie, Anthony, street correspondents Black Earl, and Yoshi the Pork Man. NEW's Storm Center.
Hello!
Yoshi!
Why do you make me call you? I'm freezing cold!
Well, you're our correspondent. People need to know what's going on out there.
Oh, snow is still coming down like a fluffy rice. All over the road, I'm slipping and sliding everywhere.
Are you on your bike?
On my bike, it is like trying to pedal on romaine noodles. Very slippery. Oh, I fell down earlier.
Yeah?
Yes, a Rimmel cut me off.
Uh-oh.
Rimmel?
I fall off my bike and road salt tastes like soy sauce. Very salty. Oh, very cold.
Well, how are you keeping warm, Yoshi?
Oh, before I leave a restaurant, I put hot and spicy pork down my pants. Hot Prowse. A big pile of snow hit my bike. I fall off again. But later, this should be a stopping, and it get a sleet and some rain, but still remain very cold.
Are you having a hard time getting all your deliveries done?
Very hard time. It take many, many hours to get through all snow with the traffic, a cold, sleet, rain. I'm slipping and sliding everywhere.
Well, what type of work are you delivering this afternoon?
Right now I have a two-man pole, tang-tang pole, ting-tang pole, tang-tang and tang-tang pole. I am going up very cold.
All right, Yoshi, thanks for checking in.
Wow, there he goes.
There goes Yoshi the pork man.
Delivering the pork and his little menu, slipping them under the door.
And it is FU Friday, so I wanted to send a big FU out to everyone that has sent emails and complaint letters and phone calls to the bosses saying, don't you guys know anything? Yoshi is a Japanese name. That's absolutely racist.
You talk to Yoshi's parents then. They're the ones that named him.
You mean to tell me there's not one Chinese guy out there named Yoshi?
Not one. Okay.
Saying there's not one white guy out there named Tyrone. Absolute racism, and we won't have it here on the Opie
Anthony
Show. Of
course not. Damn you all.
Besides, everyone knows him as Yoshi the Pork Man. We can't change his name now. This late in the bit.
That'd
come
be
on,
silly.
Give us a break, guys.
You can call him Chang the Pork Man?
Right. It's just not going to be the same.
It doesn't work. The only thing that kind of rhymes with Frosty.
So Yoshi the Pork Man it is.
That's it.
All right. Well, I hope you're having fun. Hang in there. We got more stupidity on the way. I think we're going to hear from Popeye again.
Oh, yeah. He got married.
Big news with Popeye. We'll go over that again. Also, really fast here. Later this hour, when you hear Lunatic Fringe by Red Ryder, be the 10th caller to win a pair of tickets to see the Black Crowes Tuesday night at the Bowery Ballroom. Wow, I think I'm going to shed a tear. A lot of our faithful listeners are begging us to go an extra, like, hour tonight because they're stuck in traffic and they're enjoying us today.
Really?
Wow, the tides are changing just a little bit here.
Yeah.
We thank you. Because usually, you know, they beg us to get off the radio by 4.
Shut up, play the music.
And get off the radio by 4. I don't know, we'll figure it out. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Lunatic Fringe from Red Ryder. That was the song you had to be listening for to score the Black Crowes tickets. And Rick, got a winner?
Yes, I do. Maria Martini from Brooklyn.
Oh, right on. Little Latin girl or Italian?
No, she's Italian.
Italian, very good. Okay, cool. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Q.
Oh, no, he's back.
Congratulate me on me marriage.
Yeah, if you read the paper today, Popeye's getting married.
Ooh, I got married to Olive's girl.
Yeah, she's a looker, huh?
Ooh. She's quite the looks girl.
What do you... Now, Popeye, what do you see in olive oil? I mean, she really doesn't have a body.
Well, she's Slenska.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Some pusky.
Whoa, what?
Pusky.
What is pusky?
Ooh.
I don't know where you're going on your honeymoon yet.
Ooh. Well, I can call them.
You could call Priceline.com and they'll hook you up, Popeye.
Well, that sounds great.
Do you know what Priceline.com is all about?
Kills me.
Well, you decide how much you want to pay for an airline ticket or a hotel room.
3 cans of spinach.
All right, well, you can give them a call and see if they'll go for that.
Ooh.
Priceline.com, 1-800-PRICELINE, or if you're on the internet right now, they got a website, www.priceline.com. And they're really into this hotel thing right now. And if you use their service, they're going to give you a free hotel night.
You can't beat that.
So, Popeye, if you're going away for 7 nights, maybe you'll only pay for 6 nights.
A romantic gets away.
That's right. Do you got an airline ticket yet for your honeymoon?
No.
All right, call Priceline.com for that.
Ooh.
Do you know that I saved $350 right after the holidays, Popeye?
I heard.
By using Priceline.com?
A great old organization.
They sure are. All right, so if you're going away, you need a flight or you need a hotel, give Priceline a call, 1-800-PRICELINE, or visit them on the web, Priceline.com. What's that for?
It's supposed to be me pipe.
The sweetest thing.
You two on the Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. Bruce Springsteen before that. It's Opie and Anthony.
Right.
And we put our
foot in our mouths again.
What happened?
Well, follow along, okay?
I'm following, okay.
Remember when we first got here?
Ooh, let me think back.
Remember how bad this place blew when we got here?
Yeah.
By the way, we're looking forward finally. We're not going to bitch as much because we got all the pieces just about in place.
Yeah.
It's a new year, and we're ready to take on the world now.
That's it.
Our new morning show starts Thursday. Steve Mason, check him out, okay?
Yeah, his guys have been in here.
But remember when we first started. Remember the old jocks.
Oh, yeah, please.
Remember we went on the air every day and bitched and complained about the old tired music.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
The moldy oldies. The songs you've heard 1,000 times.
That you just don't care about.
And we thought we were making some headway.
Yeah.
We started playing some new songs.
Yes.
And then what happened to us, Anthony?
The air pollution of the Rock of New York.
So then we decided to spend a week playing all the oldie moldy crap once again. Just when we thought we were moving forward.
And some of the old zombies started coming back again.
Yeah.
People that hated us and left.
Yeah. But we put our foot in our mouth because we thought we were convinced that we wouldn't have to play the oldie moldy stuff anymore. And then we got stuck playing that for a week.
Yeah.
All right. We lost on that one. Then remember we started bitching and complaining about countdown shows that all the radio stations do.
Yes.
Like,
the top 500, the Firecracker 500.
Right.
Coming up this 4th of July weekend, we're going to count down the top 500 songs, blah, 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 blah.
Which is such a waste of time because the listeners don't get a chance to vote for their favorite songs and stuff. It's just a list. They put numbers in front of it and make believe they did all this work. It's lazy radio programming.
So we bitched about that, and what did they do?
New Year's Eve, what happened? Top 99 rock albums of all time. Which, by the way, was successful because we did allow the listeners to pick their favorite albums.
Right.
That was true. But we put our foot in our mouth again.
Wait, I want to know what you're getting at here because...
Oh, it's brutal.
Why? Is something else?
Well, yeah. How did we feel about the NBA strike?
We thought a bunch of clowns,
mm-hmm.
All the players, greedy.
Mm-hmm.
The owners are a bunch of jerk-offs, too.
Right.
And the fans are the ones that are getting hurt.
Right.
And they settled it. But damn it, I mean, just don't go to the games.
Don't go to the games.
Right.
We're telling people for a week. For the love
don't
of
even
God,
watch them on TV.
For the love of God, you know, make a stand against the owners and the players. Right,
right.
And I even said, I'm not going to watch or go to a game for a while at least.
Uh-huh.
At least. And you know how big of a fan I am. So
where does this fit
so
in?
So we stuck our schlongs out on the line once again.
Okay.
And I just see here that Roger, the marketing director of NEW,
yeah.
Has added something to the Things to Know and Tell sheet.
What is it?
When the NBA gets ready to play, we'll have tickets to give away. Stay tuned to WNEW, the Rock of New York. We can't win. We can't win.
So we bitched about that. Now we're giving people tickets to go to the game.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So... But in a way, I guess it's cool because you won't have to pay the stupid prices for the tickets. They'll be free, I guess.
There's a positive little spin on it.
We can't win.
1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Hero of the day from the Load CD, Pink Floyd before that. It's Opie and Anthony.
Oh.
And Popeye hanging with us today.
Hey, Skanowsk. On me wedding day. I can't wait to get into Olive's Grill. She takes her little pantskies off, and it looks like spinach. But what a pusky! No one's ever seen a pusky like one's in Olive's Grill. It just could get violated by Brutus.
Hey, what's your measurements? 20, 20, 20?
20, 20, 20. But the 20 I like the best is right around the pusky.
You can't say pusky on the radio.
We I read the rules.
We've been over this already.
I ain't never seen the word pusky. Spelt out by the FC's C's that I can't say pusky. Most peeps go don't even know what I'm talking about. Skip
That's the songs I sing when I sees the pusky. Yes.
Are you going to do a can of spinach before your wedding night?
Oh. That's like Pops Guy's Viagra. I just take me spinach. Oh. It swells up me member.
Just make sure you. I can't say that.
Ooh.
You know when you're, you know, fooling around with the olive oil's pusky?
Ooh.
That would not be a good time to eat the spinach.
I'd launch cut through the seals in.
Yeah, you would.
Ooh. I should take Scott to the doctor, though.
Why?
So he can put skin a stitch or two. Brutus was pretty big. I could pass a can of spinach through there. The first times I saw the pusky,
yeah,
I thought it was the sea hag. looks like it was covered with seaweed.
Wow, really?
Me being a sailor me whole life,
yeah,
I knows what low tide smells like.
Popeye, you're going to get us fired.
Boy, I've introduced her to the douche. Sometimes you got to douche the pusky. Listen to Pop's guy.
No, while we have you back on the air here. Is it really true that Wimpy's a homosexual, like you stated earlier?
Wimpy is a flameskin homosexual. He's always looking for meat. That was a little code word, hamburger. Just going down looking for another piece of meat.
All right. Very good.
Was chasing around Sweet Pea. He was a pedscophile.
Are you done, Popeye?
Me pipe sounds like crapsk. I'm done.
Okay. You're done. I don't know where Anthony goes when Popeye's in the studio.
I can't wait for the pusky.
Anthony, what were you doing outside the studio?
What were you doing? I'm waiting for Popeye to get done.
Why? You don't like Popeye?
I was just
waiting outside.
He's becoming the star of the show today.
I was talking with Olive.
You were doing a great radio show and you're missing all the fun.
I was talking with olive oil out there. You see how they wrote it up in the paper like they're real people. So I was out talking to Olive.
Yeah, they have a whole...
We're discussing things like Popeye and where they're going to live and what they're going to do and her pusky.
They have an editorial in the Post that says, "Will marriage be strong to the finish?"
They actually talk to people on the street. And from the looks of them, mutants. These people are all should just be hauled away. I think they should get married and they will be very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did someone inform them they're cartoons?
Wow. Okay. No.
No, he's back there. So.
Okay, good. Maybe he'll make one last visit before we get off the air today.
Like you never know.
We might go late today, by the way, because a lot of people stuck in traffic and they're enjoying us today for once, which is kind of nice. Thank you.
And we don't want to get into that traffic.
Yeah, that's true. We want to wait for all you bastards to get out of our way. Hey, Gay Ben brought up a good point today.
What?
He said that this is the first Friday we haven't been drinking during our show.
That's right. Look at me. I got Pepsi.
Yeah. Well, we're not that stupid with the weather out there like that.
Pepsi.
A Pepsi? You're picking up a Popeye's
speech. I have it, yeah.
Okay. A little later this hour, we're going to play Legs by ZZ Top. That is your cue to be the 10th caller at 212-757-1027 to score the tickets to see the Black Crowes at the Bowery Ballroom this coming Tuesday. And we'll throw in their latest CD, By Your Side. And don't forget, Ralph Dator, the new guy. We love saying that. He's a veteran, but... we've been here, 5 months more than he has? So.
Yeah.
So he's the new guy now.
Right.
He'll be interviewing Chris Robinson and a couple of the other guys from the Crowes. It's Opie and Anthony hanging with you as you crawl home.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Got a song for the Jaguars.
Jaguars. Go Jaguars.
Goddamn Jaguars coming to town Sunday.
That's a goddamn good team. I'm going to go around the television at the bar with my hound dog and watch the Jaguars.
We'll send this one out to the team. Welcome to the jungle, baby.
Stupid jungle bitches.
Yo, man, what's your problem, huh?
What do you call up my employees and messing with them?
Because you guys are
jaguars. Pull it down.
All right, bye.
You just
bye, heard. Jaguar fan.
Yeah, we had some guy from Jacksonville call up. I mean, we're gonna beat you. We're going to win the football game.
I hope people got to hear that because we had to dump out of it because he called us stupid mother effers. Did you hear any of that before we had to dump out gay Ben?
That was Ben the Fag.
Ben the Fag, whatever.
I think he got most of it until
he cursed
the F-word there.
Oh, well.
He keeps on calling back. Why are you messing with me?
Well, while the music's playing, Anthony and I are just randomly calling people in Jacksonville and really screwing with
ragging them.
Anthony came up with a good reason why they're called Jacksonville.
Yeah, I tell the people, well, it's Jacksonville because years ago the founding fathers would jack their sons, hence Jacksonville.
What do you mean? Right. Of course we do that.
And you wonder why none of these are on the air, because every single one is cursing so much that we just can't get it on the air.
MRF-er.
Right.
S-head.
Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Jaguars going to beat the Jets. What a laugh.
All right.
Jaguar is a big pussy.
That's all it is.
That's all it is. All right. Where were we? Because I was hoping that guy would hang with us a little bit, but
We're going to get an intelligent conversation out of a guy from Jacksonville.
All right, maybe he'll call back.
Oh, sure.
F you to the whimpering gluttons for abuse who call themselves NBA fans. Here's some news. It's a business. You might as well root for IBM to beat Compaq. Banned from Manhattan.
We do. It's called the stock market.
Which did well again today.
Yeah. Oh, man, I had a close call with Amazon today.
You are.
Oh, my God.
Anthony, you're nuts.
Oh, my God. Amazon was up today.
Yeah.
Like 30 points at one point.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 199.
Right.
And I punched out just in time before the bottom fell out.
You got in at 150?
Yeah.
Little 150 option?
Yeah.
Bought a couple?
Yeah, yeah. And then it went up to 199.
Uh-huh.
I punched out like 180. And then the bottom fell out, and it lost all its gains it made today.
And closed at what?
Yeah, 160.
And no one could understand why Amazon.com is going through the roof.
Well, that's why it's got these peaks and valleys like this, and you could play them,
mm-hmm.
but you might as well, it's either do that or go play blackjack or the slots.
Because
there's no rhyme or reason to it.
Well, people are confused because this stock has split three ways.
Yeah, the value of the stock is supposed to be, one of the analysts came out and said $400 a share before it split. They go, this is going to be a $400 stock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it gets pushed up, close to 400. They split three ways, right? So you divide 400 by three, and that's what your top of the stock should be. That's what the price should be.
133. Mm-hmm.
Boom, it goes up to 150, 160, 180. 199.
And you got in at 150.
So now you figure it this way. $200, $199. $200 it was up to at one point today.
Mm-hmm.
That split three ways. That's $600 value on the original stock.
And this is all from a company that hasn't shown profits in the last year.
No.
Or 2 years even.
It's not planning on
and showing profits. And no one can understand it. It's because everyone is just shoving money into it because it's such a popular stock.
It's a fun thing for the day traders and the people with the iron wills to play with, because you could really get burned on this one.
Right.
Really burned. That's fine. You watch the real stock that people
stay
in for a while, and you're going to raise by a 16th,
yeah.
And you're psyched.
Is he back?
Hello?
Yeah. Guy is so pissed at us. He's trying to figure out who we are. I guess he's got the caller ID, and he's calling us back. I want to get him on the phone so bad.
Yeah, maybe next time.
Did we finish our stock discussion? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
Did we leave a loose end there?
You know, go with your blue chips for your long-term people. And if you want to play around with the internet stocks, do it only with risk capital and prepare to get burned every so often.
My God, what happened to you? What happened to my pal? When I met him, he was installing air conditioners, and now he's a stock analyst. What happened?
I'm a mess.
All right. Opie and Anthony. Someone's abusing me about my sugar and butter sandwiches.
When Opie was a young child, his family didn't have the most money, and you had a lot of kids.
Well, no, in all fairness, this was my my grandmother's fault.
Right.
Who I love dearly. She's 88, and she listens to us. She doesn't like when we make fun of Chelsea Clinton.
Oh.
Because she doesn't deserve it. And leave her alone, because she's suffered enough. Like Chelsea listens to our radio show.
Is this what you have to listen to when you go?
I don't even go to family functions anymore.
Yeah.
Between the aunts and my grandmother.
I have to talk to you.
My aunt goes, I've been listening to your radio show. I don't like what I hear, but I've been listening.
Join the club.
Well, the show isn't for 60-year-old dykes.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Wow. That'll leave a little scratch. That might have made a ding.
Sick of it. Everyone has to comment about my radio. My own family. Shut up. Don't listen.
Yeah, you get criticized for, like, everything you say.
Everything.
Especially when you start talking about family.
Yeah.
You said something about a fat aunt. Was that me?
Now I got to figure out when is the next time I got a family function. And say for at least 3 or 4 months. So
yeah, there's no real holidays.
They'll forget about that comment by then, hopefully. All right. So my grandmother, because she had so many grandkids, when we stayed with her in Wading River, beautiful house on the water, she had to feed us, and she would break out the butter, the sugar, and the Wonder Bread.
My mouth's watering already.
And the butter was used to keep the sugar on the sandwich.
Right.
And we would eat it. And we were told that not only does it taste good, it's good for you.
Of course. Build strong bones.
And you didn't notice the sand, like you said the other day.
Yeah, eating it on the beach, if it's sugar in there, sure. You ever eat like a ham sandwich or something at the beach?
Yeah.
And you're chewing and all of a sudden, oh, I hate that.
That's horrible.
But with a sugar sandwich, you'd never know. You keep looking at the phone like, here he is. He's got to be the guy.
Because he keeps calling, but we can't get him on the air because he keeps hanging up. He doesn't want to mess with us, I guess. All right, anyway, Opie and Anthony. Oh, so you ate sugar and butter sandwiches when you were a little pecker. The guys whose mother was from Holland ate butter and sprinkle sandwiches. That's right, that guy called and beat me with his story that he ate butter and sprinkles, the colored kind.
Yeah, they put the colored sprinkles that you usually put on an ice cream cone on the bread with butter.
And what did he call them?
Hocklage. Hocklages.
Hocklages, right. Well, anyway, I got you guys beat. I got to eat potato chips and mayo on white toast.
Ah.
We all belong to a select group called White Trash. Hey, speak for yourself. And on holidays, what a special treat. Apple butter sandwiches. I had those.
Apple butter, yeah.
We got them. Yum, yum. 99 cents for a 5-pound jar. While I was eating my potato chip and mayo sandwich, I would watch Bewitched. Sam was my Marsha Brady, Anthony. When she wiggled her nose, I used to pretend that she would... never mind.
Something dirty.
Yeah, there's Trailer Park Pete checking in. So.
You know, wow. Is this the guy?
Hello?
Hi, you dumb sons of bitches.
Now, what's wrong with you?
Who is this?
Don't curse, first of all.
I'll kill you. You and your goddamn stupid jets crap.
This guy doesn't even sound like... What kind of accent is that?
Jack, you want to go kick your ass?
Yeah, whatever, dude. You got indoor plumbing yet?
Oh, very funny. Assholes.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it. Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, later.
Yeah, try it again. Call again.
Yeah, later.
I'll call the police.
Yeah, that...
Yeah, call the police.
Call the police.
Who's going to show up, Barney or Andy? Give me a break, dude.
You guys...
So you get Sunday, you're going to get off your sister long enough to watch the game?
Oh, I hung up again.
Hey, bailed out.
All right, whatever. There's our little Jaguar pal.
Oh,
where are we on this mess of a show? We're going late tonight, guys.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. That's Creed.
Another track from their debut CD, My Own Prison. That's one.
Yeah. All right. Groovy.
All right. Little Hendrix ending there.
We're going to be here a while. The car isn't starting.
Oh.
Hate that. I hate when it gets to the clicking part.
All right, now you know what we got to do? Just sit and wait 10 minutes and try it again.
Yeah.
For some reason it recharges itself. You get a good crank out of it.
No, it's the worst when you're heading down that road. You're like, I think I could try it one more time.
One more time.
Before the click.
Before the click.
One more time.
One more. Just one more.
One more. One more. Come on. Come on. This is the one.
Ah, it's not going to start on a zhut.
Son of a gun.
Ah, we're stuck. We need it. You got cables, man? Hey, you got... No?
No.
Could you look in your trunk? I know you got cables in your trunk. Open the trunk. You liar.
Don't have cables. ZZ Top before that, Legs. That was a song people had to be listening for the Black Crowes tickets. It's been a long day. And who's the winner, Rick?
Mike Richardson from Oakland, New Jersey.
Right on. He's got the latest CD as well, By Your Side. And
not that
Ralph DeTora will be interviewing the Black Crowes Monday at 2, so make sure you're listening to Ralphie. You all right, bro?
Yeah, a little,
a little
stuffage today.
Just a little, huh?
I'm going to have to hit some of the quill tonight. Here's my night. Here it goes. 4 hours on the road getting home. little dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Make myself a Captain Morgan and Coke.
Oh, yeah.
With a little lime wedge squeezed right in there.
Oh.
Ah. Sit down, play a little Half-Life.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta kill a few people.
Multiplayer.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Go up into bed.
Uh-huh.
Set the pillows up just right.
Mm-hmm.
Shot a quill. One shot of NyQuil. Down for the count. Out.
Very good.
See you Monday.
You're not going to check your stock portfolio before you hit the sack? Figure out your moves for Monday?
No, Monday morning I'll wake up to the boys at Squawk Box.
Okay.
I'll check everything out, see how the futures did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, not on Monday.
Yeah. What am I going to do tonight? Let's see. Not much of anything, actually. Going to go home and...
No weekend plans, Opie? No big radio guy? You got to be out there. There's got to be a concert, a party you're going to or something, right?
Well, let me tell you my hell, Anthony.
Go ahead. The
faithful listeners of our show know that you're the married guy.
Yes.
And you're in your own little hell.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a good marriage. We all know that. Jennifer's a lovely lady. But you chose the marriage route.
Of course.
Right.
I knew what I was getting into, and I'm in it.
I decided to be a... hip, single guy.
The bachelor guy.
Bachelor guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Your own pad.
My own pad.
Come and go as you please, because you are not married.
Oh, yeah.
You're commanding your own life.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say you're hanging out. All of a sudden, buddy calls.
Yeah.
You're out.
Oh.
You just get up, go.
Oh, yeah. Don't have to check in with anyone.
No calling.
Yeah.
Like tonight, if you just wanted to go out to a bar somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
No, no phone calls to make, no nothing. I am envious.
What are you,
of
high? I might as well just get married. What the hell happened to my life?
You are married.
Living with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And her mother.
Yeah.
What happened? What happened to my life? What happened to my life? This is the reason why I don't want to be married. I don't want to deal with in-laws. I don't want to deal with a girl sleeping next to me when I don't want her there.
That's it. You're in it, man. You are in it.
All I know is I was single. I was happening. We're working at NEW.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You would think I'm banging broads left and right. I can't even watch my own damn TV when I come home.
You got pulled in to the vortex, Opie. You strayed a little too close to the center of the vortex, and it sucks you in, and it is very hard to get out.
I got sucked in so bad.
You don't know. All of a sudden, you're in it.
Not only am I living with my girlfriend, now her mother's living with us for a while. Yeah.
Don't ask why, because that's a whole story in itself.
That happens to single guys. It happened to me once.
What do you mean?
I know that.
It happens to single guys.
I was a single guy.
Who in their right mind lives with their girlfriend and her mother?
Yeah, well, that's pretty strange.
I mean,
I don't know. You got sucked in. You ever live at a place and a girl comes over occasionally
yeah.
and spends the night, your girlfriend?
Yeah.
And then as time goes on, she's spending more time there. And then before you know it, some of her clothes are over your house.
I should have never gave her the space in the sock drawer.
That's what happens. You get like, okay, we'll divvy the drawer up.
Right.
Why take your stuff back?
Right.
You know, they plant things.
Yeah.
It's true. They plant little things. You ever see a cat spray?
Yeah.
When a cat, like its tail goes up and it goes, and like, just sprays on the wall or something.
Yeah.
And designates it as its own.
Right.
That's what girls do with earrings and panties. They go around your house and they leave this, a sock.
Right.
A little socklet.
I don't even know how she ended up living with me. Explain that to me.
And after that, I'll explain how David Copperfield disappears from the state. I can't explain it. I'm a guy. It just happens. It is quite magical.
I thought we were all just having fun here, and all of a sudden, she's living with me, and now her mother's moved in. And she doesn't even go.
That's the double whammy. That's making the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Her mother doesn't even go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What? I thought we were all just having fun here. What? What happened? What?
She's going to go when you get home. Go upside your head.
What did I say that's so wrong? What happened? People are throwing things at me and
holy
stuff.
Holy.
Oh,
oh, wow.
I heard it.
Ouch.
Whoa.
All right.
It happens, though. You get pulled into the vortex.
Yeah.
You stray too close to the center.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled in. You have to be constantly alert of your position in a relationship at all times, or you fall in. It happens.
Is it your show?
Uh-oh, Carol. Uh-oh.
No, wait a minute. Is it your show? Yeah, actually.
Oh, God.
We interrupt this program to bring you.
What are you so disgusted about?
Huh? I don't know. We were in a guy discussion.
I don't know. We're in the middle of our show, and all of a sudden you come in.
Oh, man. Am I that...
No, you're not that bad, but we're in the middle of a lovely discussion here.
I was going to add something to it.
Add something to it. Talking about how girls can... Okay, Carol, go ahead.
I've heard your show. What could you possibly add to this?
Go ahead.
You've heard my show. What can I possibly
all right,
add to
go ahead.
We're going to get the lead out now.
Here we go.
No, what I was going to say is if...
Oh, my God.
This is horrible. Oh, my God. This is terrible. Isn't this terrible?
I hear the stations clicking. See what Rocky's doing.
Oh, my God. Carol Miller sucks today. Oh, my God. We can't...
All right, add to the discussion.
I wouldn't move in with anybody. I mean, I'm married, right? And I would never live with anybody. I wouldn't move in on anybody.
My blood is boiling.
Any girl that does that's a sucker. Either you get them to marry you or you keep your own stuff. That's my opinion. That's totally the opposite.
That's a great opinion. Thanks.
All right.
You added a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, but wouldn't you... Listen, then you wouldn't get sucked in. Oh, pain.
Oh. Guys, see what Rocky's doing. I don't blame you at this point. I don't blame you.
Oh, I...
You ever see the old westerns where the train is steaming at full speed ahead, and then the brakeman lays on the handle and sparks come shooting out of the wheels and it grinds to a halt?
Yes.
Well, I really think I that's a good whistle.
Opie and Anthony Express. Now,
it was the express
all right.
to hell.
All right, we'll get off the radio so you can do your show. No, we're gonna do one more break. Actually,
you can do that. You have the liberty to do that.
Thank you, Rick. Lock the door so we can do one more break. We were gonna do an extra hour for you guys, but I think we can only do one more because we can't deal with it, man.
Right?
Yeah. The door's locked, right?
There you go. Who's banging on the door?
She's banging on the door. Don't let her in.
Can't
we'll do one
in.
More break, and we'll let Carol do her lovely radio show. 102.7 WNEW, The Rock of New York, Dave Matthews Band, Too Much, The Cars in There, and Aerosmith from Pump as well. It's Opie and Anthony. I guess we're going to leave now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were going to do an extra hour, but it just isn't in the plans, I guess.
No.
Now I'm not in the mood anymore.
Just not.
So
we have to hit the roadways.
Hit the roadways.
Get out there. How is it out there?
It's horrible, I think.
Maybe someone on the LIE can call up, give us a little traffic report.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, could you do that, please?
Because that's what we're going to be on in 5 minutes.
Okay, well, if we're going to go that far, I mean, could everybody on the Queensboro Bridge going eastbound just pull over to the side and let us through? Could you do that, please? Just do that. Okay.
That'd be really cool.
And, like, you know the expressway by the fairgrounds? It's really bad going eastbound.
Yeah.
Could you guys all just drive off of that bridge, that overpass thing?
Just
for a favor.
Just pull to the right. Everyone just pull to the right.
Pull to the right when you see us come out.
Don't worry about us flying in the left lane.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you just do that, please?
That would rock.
Springfield Boulevard, could you? Don't slow down.
Later this hour, when you hear, what song they have to be listening for? The police?
I don't know. That's station business stuff. I don't pay attention to that.
All right. It's a police song.
Is it?
The next police song you hear. Be the 10th caller at 212-757-1027 for a pair of tickets to see the Black Crowes Tuesday night at the Bowery Ballroom, plus a copy of their new CD, By Your Side, all right?
All right.
People want to hear Yoshi one last time before we head out for the weekend.
Well, yeah, we had our Storm Center, WNEW Storm Center, Opie. It was very professionally run, just like all the other radio stations did.
Mm-hmm.
They had their weather and traffic reports,
mm-hmm.
some flashy stinger sounds and music. Yeah.
Live, NEW Storm Center, with your storm team, Opie, Anthony, and Yoshi the Pork Man.
Hello!
Yoshi!
Why do you make me call you? I'm freezing cold!
Well, you're our correspondent. People need to know what's going on out there.
Oh, snow is still coming down like a fluffy rice. All over the road, I'm slipping and sliding everywhere.
Are you on your bike?
On my bike, it is like trying to pedal on romaine noodles. Very slippery. Oh, I fall down earlier.
Yeah?
Yes, a limo cut me off.
Uh-oh.
I fall off my bike and road salt tastes like soy sauce. Very salty. Oh, very cold.
Well, how are you keeping warm, Yoshi?
Oh, before I leave a restaurant, I put hot and spicy pork down my pants. Hot, spicy, hot, hang, pong, pork. Keep me very warm for 2 hour delivery time. 2 hour to get across town. Whoa, many snow plows out on road. Many snow plows. A big pile of snow hit my bike. I fall off again. Oh, but later this should be a stopping, and it get a sleet and some rain, but still remain very cold.
Are you having a hard time getting all your deliveries done?
Very hard time. It take many hours to get through all snow with the traffic, a cold, sleet, rain. I'm slipping and sliding everywhere.
Well, what type of pork are you delivering this afternoon?
Right now I have a tomato pork, tang tang pork, ling tang pork, tang tang and tang tang pork. I have to go now. Very cold.
All right, Yoshi. Thanks for checking in.
There he goes. Yoshi the Pork Man. Helping out with our team coverage.
Yes. Do you want a traffic report on the LIA for our ride home?
We got one?
I think so.
I hope so.
NEW.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what are you doing? Who's this?
Opie and Anthony.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
We're talking to you because we're going to be on the LIE. Tell all us right. How it looks.
All right, the LIE is great. Not bad at all, actually.
Don't lie to us.
Tell you, listen to me. You want to go home? I live on. I grew up in East Northville and I went to John Glenn High School with you guys.
Hey, John
listen
Glenn.
Listen to me. What you do is you right through the Midtown Tunnel, get on the BQE. BQE to the Grand Central past LaGuardia, all right?
Uh-huh.
You get back on the Whitestone Expressway quick, take the Cross Island back to the LIE. And
that's how
home.
We.
I did it. I did it in 38 minutes.
That's how we came in today. It was such a drag.
Wait a minute. Why can't I just take the Queensboro and get on the expressway?
Nah, where you guys come from? Midtown?
Yeah.
You come from Midtown? Just go right across. You know, 36th Street. Get through the tunnel.
No, I'm up by 57th. I want to take 59th Street Bridge.
All right, so then get up that way. You can do that. Yeah.
All right, it's not too bad though on the LIA.
No, I tell you, it's moving great.
Okay.
It's moving great.
And by the way, I did not go to John Glenn High School.
You guys didn't?
Anthony did.
I did. He went to Harborfields.
Really? that's yeah. where I am now. What year did you graduate in Harborfield?
1962.
Ah, come on. You know Myron?
Hope he went to Harbor Fags.
Oh, you shut
know
up.
You know
kick
Myron
your ass.
From Harborfield?
Myron?
Yeah, Brian Dovzak.
No, I don't think
big
so.
Big guy, about 6'6". No. Red-headed guy.
I love that when you said you went to a school. Or when I was in California, yeah. and I used to say I was from New York. Oh, you know Billy Smith? Oh, yeah, yeah. From that New York place. All right, man, we got to get on the road.
Enjoy.
We were going to do an extra hour, but we don't feel like it now.
I don't think you're allowed.
Well, we can. We just, the life was sucked out of us.
Yeah.
Mood got broken.
You guys are really good, man.
Hey, thanks.
See you later.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Safe.
Cool. Well, we're out of here.